Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Reptile Ramblings. As always, I'm joined by my gracious co-host, Bryant.
Hey, Ramblers.
And today we have the honor of being joined by Mr. Samuel Cozy. Samuel, welcome to the show.
Hello. Happy to be here. Sorry for some of the scheduling issues earlier in the weeks. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, no worries, man. That's kind of how it is in the world of podcasting. But the fact is, you're on. We're glad. Yep. It's going to be a great chat. And I guess just kind of give us a bit of a rundown as to how you fit in, you know, this world of herpetoculture slash field herping. Like, you know, what was your start? Were you always into it as a kid?
I think when I was younger, it was like frogs in the pool area, lizards anywhere I could. And then it wasn't until like middle school that I found out about, like, there was a lot of people who looked for snakes specifically. And then I went on Instagram. I met quite a few people closer to my age. Like, you met up with Jack, didn't you? Jake B. Citrus?
You mean Road Trip? Monster? Or?
Oh, no. Jake B. Citrus on Instagram. I think you met up with him.
Oh, yeah. He's from...
Yeah, Jack. Yeah. Uh-huh. He was, like, one of the first people I met when I came on Instagram. And, like, that was middle school. So we still haven't met yet, but I'd love to meet him.
Yeah, it's been probably a year and a half since I've been out in the field with him. I haven't really kept in contact, but from previous encounter, cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, usually it really is Instagram. It's like the great union of herpers and whatnot. Uh-huh. You know, it's the best platform to meet and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I guess give a little bit of context. You're a native Texan, right? So kind of in Central Texas.
Yeah, I used to live closer to San Antonio, and now I live closer to Austin, and like I like it a lot more in Austin because it's a big mix of habitats.
Yeah, you know, I'm always a champion of local herping, and you know, obviously, given Texas is a humongous state, there's so much. So I mean, you don't got to specify county or whatnot, but just kind of give a gist to just some of the local herps you find, and I can maybe pull up some photos that you sent me of said herps. But I mean,
back in San Antonio, it was crayfish snakes. That was like the coolest kind of rarity I found out there. I think I sent a photo of one of those guys. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yep, that guy right there. Yeah, it's actually a really neat story with that guy. I'd love to tell it if you would. I'd love to hear it.
We're all four stories, man, so go for it.
Yeah. So that crayfish snake there, I had seen one before, but it was just barely out of my reach. And the story with this one was there was a homeless guy fishing, and then he was like, there's a snake, like a huge, he said yellow snake. And I followed him over, and then there was that big gravid Graham's crayfish snake. That was the first one I ever got a hold.
Dude, awesome. Awesome. Do you guys get queens as well?
Oh, no, just the crayfish snake. Yeah. Also, there's dogs barking right now. I hope that you can't hear them right now.
No, you're good on our end, bud. Yeah. But
awesome.
Yeah, what a sweet, you know, I love the genus Regina. We have both. We have the queens and grahams, but the grahams are definitely a lot tougher up here.
Definitely.
You know, looks wise, I would say I like the queens more, but I think there's just such a cool group of snakes that, you know, eat crawdads and whatnot.
Yeah. And in that area, it's the red swamp crayfish, and you see them everywhere in that area.
Are they kind of like decent size, and they got long, spindly? I mean, there's probably so many. I just remember years ago when I was in South Texas, I flipped quite a few.
Oh, really?
Urban, yeah. And speaking of South Texas, that's one, you know, just to dive into it, that's kind of one of the big trips you've had you've shared on your socials. Kind of, I guess, speak about how that kind of all orchestrated and kind of went, you know?
Yeah, so that was actually the first trip I took with other herpers. Before then, I had never met with other herpers. Yeah, and that was with Ryder, Hudson, and this guy named Lane. And then, yeah, look at that indigo there.
And you know, I've never met Watt Ryder, but he's a pretty tall dude. So that's a big indigo.
Yeah. I threw that photo in there intentionally. He is 6'3".
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that was a big indigo. And then, like, 5 minutes prior, Lane had saw one, and then he yelled for us, and he was like, oh, it got away. And then 5 minutes later, a second one just out of nowhere went by, and he's able to catch it. And that's the one in that photo.
And I mean, no specifics, but where were you guys at? Like the edge of an ag field or something along those lines?
Pretty coastal, actually.
Yeah.
Like a few of the photos, you can see the water from some of the photos. I'm not sure if I included those ones, but yeah. there's me with that one.
It's such a special moment when you share with a dry mark, and they're just different snakes, you know.
Yeah,
they're really cool.
It's like, how is this a like U.S. snake?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, that's kind of a big deal. You had some Cali guys coming out, and for how many days was this endeavor?
This was 4, and they drove out there.
Yeah, I think I remember Hudson was telling me they did quite a bit traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Year prior.
Yeah, and then the milk photo, we lucked out and we got 3 of those.
3? Oh my goodness.
Yep. Uh-huh. In one day.
There's still I think it's annulata, no?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I only seen one on my prior trip and it was in shed, but I mean, I was still happy. You know, a milk's a milk, yeah. Right? But awesome. Man, there's something. I love the Mexican milk snakes, man. They're so awesome. Or, you know, you guys also call them Tamalipan milk snakes. I don't really know the difference, but sweet variety, man. I love the RGV. You know, Nate and I were just talking, you know, if I were to go back to Texas and if we were to orchestrate something, the RGV is kind of up there in terms of places to hit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not without its challenges, as maybe you can allude to. I mean, it can be tough herping down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much a weather thing and time of year thing. That's the biggest factor.
I mean, did you guys kind of not strike out, but were there some days where it was kind of lowly in terms of, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Quantity.
The first day we saw nothing, and I think the last day we also saw nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, sound reminds us of a recent trip, right, Bryant?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, Nate.
But speaking of the hit and miss, what have you noticed is like the best weather conditions and the best time of year to go herping in the RGV?
I think a lot of people really like cruising in the spring, like for corals and just milks too. Like people are pretty much guaranteed a coral in the summer if they're cruising out there, summer, spring.
That's so good. Have you gotten lucky to see a Texas coral?
I saw one before I was a herper. It was in my driveway.
Driveway coral.
Uh-huh. That. Yeah, apparently they're everywhere here in Austin. I haven't seen one since, though.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I alluded to the fact that obviously Texas is so huge, but, you know, what are some other regions you wouldn't mind hitting up or that you have hit up?
Within Texas?
Yeah.
I haven't been east, or I mean west, very much. I've been east, south, and then central. I haven't been north or west. I'd love to go to West Texas, though.
Yeah, I mean now's kind of the time to start.
Oh yeah, I wish I could get out there right now.
No, but you do have some of these nice local snakes, because Prairie Kings are pretty local to you, aren't they?
Yeah, that one was like 40 minutes from where I'm at right now.
Dude, what a smoke show. I love Prairie Kings. They're up there in terms of my favorite Lampropeltis. And like with Texas, you get a whole smattering in terms of gradient with their phenotype, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have a YouTube, which is awesome, by the way. You know, I definitely followed it once I picked it up. And
yeah
man, just keep doing the Lord's work. You got some good videos going on. And
thank you.
Epic finds. I mean, again, this freaking awesome king snake.
Yeah, and I can talk on that YouTube thing, because I'm hoping soon here I can start uploading more, because like my favorite things like about herping is like connecting people. I love taking friends who never herping, or if I go herp at a park, like 9 out of 10 times someone comes up and wants to see the snake, and that's always like, that's a moment I want to record a little bit more. And like it's kind of a silly idea, but and I'd love it other people did it too. It'd be like trying to convince a stranger to spend a day herping with you.
That's definitely ambitious, kind of like a social experiment type of thing. Yeah, but
definitely.
totally down with it. Obviously, it just depends on, you know, how extroverted do you want to get. But you know, snakes are definitely kind of that deciding factor. You know, you either like them or you hate them. Most people aren't terribly neutral. I mean, what's your experience with the locals and snakes?
I think everybody, it's like the same, especially in Texas. It's like every snake that's in the water is a water moccasin. And if it's not a water moccasin, it's a rattlesnake and it's going to chase you. That's how the Texans are.
Or it's one of those strange hybrids, some copper rattlers, you know?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They'll chase you.
And they got a nest nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess you wouldn't get cottonmouths up by you, would you? That's a little too far north.
No, in Austin. I found cottonmouths here in Austin before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever told you this, Brian, but one time, just like a day or two, went herping in San Antonio and found a couple cottonmouths up there.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I guess, is it before that hill country starts to take place in the landscape? Something like that?
Oh, in San Antonio?
Just kind of like that region, because isn't that kind of close to where it starts to become hill country?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Awesome. I guess give us a few more examples of the herps that are kind of local to you.
I'm trying to think. There's a lot of ribbons and there's a lot of like variant in ribbon snakes. I'm not sure if I threw up a few photos. I don't think I threw photos of ribbons in there, but around here you can. Yeah. Oh, there's a copperhead there. Yeah. Yeah. That was not far from me. I love those.
The face is interesting. Like it's kind of got like a gray cap on it, or is it just probably the substrate, right?
Oh, the gray cap on it? Yeah, I'm not sure, actually. And then you see he has like little, I think it's a little stuck shed on his head, gives him little horns on his nose.
Yeah, I do.
Just with this individual specifically.
That's funny. I want to be rhino or viper. That's funny.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what I was thinking when I found it.
You know, I am going to hold you to that. That is a cool social experiment to even try and capture on a film.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just give the people a shout out. We'll put it in the show notes. But what is your YouTube channel?
It's the same as my Instagram, Samuel Kossel V3. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have just four videos right now. And there's only one that's really organized, and that's the Prairie King one. The rest are kind of like compilation. But,
and I mean, that's kind of the gist with herping videos. A lot of times they're going to be compilations of like, you know, add-on footage.
Oh, yeah.
Because very rarely are you going to have an outing where you can just have content after content after content, you know, to record. Yeah. And plus, sometimes you forget. Sometimes you're in a moment. There's so many factors because, you know, Nate and I can attest to this, especially when we were in East Texas. And we got just smoked by mozzies. It's like, was it really worth it to spend that much time
on a broadband?
Maybe not, but we can still say we were warriors in the midst of a swarm. And then is this one of your guys?
Oh yeah, he's just living in my brother's place right now until I'm moved and have the space for him. But yeah, he's living there. That's Bear. He's a rehome. Awesome python.
Yeah, you know. So besides the garters and the ball python, you know, are you wanting to maybe expand your collection a bit more in the future?
I used to have quite the collection, but I'd love to start back up again. I had a few amphibians like firebellies, some native toads. I had some geckos, but I've downsized since then. But not going to lie, I've been to an expo like probably 2 months ago now, and I want to get back into it probably.
Was it one of the herps shows or
yeah, it was a herp show. Yeah, that was in Dallas. Yeah. It was NRABC. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I've always wanted to go out to one of those shows. I've heard that they're run really good by this, I think, Sean Gray or whatnot, but yeah, I hear really good things about how the vendors do their thing.
Oh yeah, so that hog nose there, that was another yard herp. That was in my yard on the driveway.
A yard hog. Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, that's the second yard hog nose. The other one, there's a photo of me when I'm very young. It's a very silly photo with the biggest hog nose I've ever seen or heard of. And that was also in my yard.
I think I saved that one. Yeah. I don't know if I saved that one, but go on.
And the crazy thing is, you probably had decent cell reception with those hog noses.
Yeah, you probably did, given that it was his yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what's their typical phenotype by you? Are there any melanistics or just kind of like this yellowish, grayish type color that we're seeing?
Yep. Most of the ones from that region look pretty much like that. And then if you go East Texas, people have found some crazy red, orange colored ones, like dark red ones. There's really cool examples of those online.
Oh, my bad. I did not want to. I wanted to see, check out this toad. Is this a toad out west, or is this a, or is this a Texas from Texas?
That was a western toad in California.
Okay, good deal. I don't want to get ahead to myself. I really want to get into the meat of potatoes of one particular trip you had to South Carolina.
Oh yeah.
You know. So again, what inspired you to do that, and you know what? How did it go? Kind of give us kind of the rundown of logistics and everything.
Yeah. So that was kind of that kind of region, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. I'd always wanted to go there, and I haven't done much traveling. I've only been to California and then South and North Carolina. And the thing with this region was I really honestly wanted to just see some of the common species that I see online so often that I don't like have the opportunity to given my region. And I was pretty successful in that. And then we found the corn snake, which I think was the highlight.
Yeah. So you weren't by yourself?
Oh, I was with a friend. Yeah. Her name is Sophie. Yeah. I don't really like, I'm not too friends with her anymore too much. This isn't live, right?
No.
Okay. You can edit that out. But yeah.
Adding to my editing work, aren't you?
But yeah.
It's all good. But is this some of South Carolina habitat or?
No, this was Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little east of Austin.
Mm.
I think some Texas herpers will recognize where that spot is actually, but that's fine.
Okay, but yeah, how many days out did you guys spend in South Carolina?
It was a week, and we were coastal. We were like really close to the coast. We were hoping to see king snakes. She really wanted to see pine snakes. We didn't see either of them.
That's normally how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
I mean, king snakes are pretty common, but still, both of them and pines are still kind of, quote unquote, holy grail.
Oh yeah.
Tier snakes, maybe especially the pine, but mm-hmm. Still, that corn I can go to. That corn was gorgeous, dude. Like mm-hmm. textbook yep. corn.
That's exactly what we said.
My God.
Yep.
I mean the borders and everything just mm-hmm. It was a pretty docile.
Oh yeah, that one was really chill. We found that one. It was behind bark. She had looked in it, and then I'm a little taller. I had looked a second time, and it was in a spot that she couldn't see. And I was like, corn. And then we kind of coached him out with a stick. We didn't break any bark, and he didn't just come right out very easily.
Eat your heart out, Hunt Club.
Did you get close to the hunting club at all on this trip, or?
The what?
Hunt Club's in South Carolina.
Yeah, I think it's in, I guess if you want to be county specific, it's in Beaufort County, right? Or Jasper County, one of those counties.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe so, no.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. Well, I mean, kind of, I'm curious. So did you stay kind of close to like the coastal plains of South Carolina, or did you go a bit inland as well?
We stayed mostly, coastal plains. Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
So not only did you find that Pantherophis species, but you found another one, which is kind of up there. Favorites.
Yeah.
Is this a greenish or is it?
Yeah, greenish. Yeah, that'd be considered a greenish.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh, dude. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. I love rat snakes the whole.
Same. And you guys got pretty, I wouldn't say ornery ones, but they can be fired up when they want to.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And they're gorgeous, especially the ones that like have high yellows and reds.
Mm-hmm.
But back to this big guy. This guy seems like a decent chunk, you know.
Oh my goodness, it was, yes. We found a second one. Yeah.
No, go on.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. But we had found a second one, and it like got stuck in her backpack, and we had to sit there. We had to set the backpack down and let him crawl out because he was like. It was like a backpack where there's like bars on it. I don't know how to explain it, but he was stuck in the backpack for like 5 minutes.
Oh, like it went in between the stitching or whatnot.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. What about amphibians? Like, what other herps were you guys dealing with on this outing?
This one, we hadn't even actually thought about amphibians. I know that's like one of the best regions for amphibians, but the only amphibian we found was, besides tree frogs, we found a, I'm not sure what slimy salamander they get out there, but I found a few of them after it had rained. I wish I threw photos of those in.
What about, I guess when it came to accommodations, what did you guys do? Motel it? Did you camp?
Hotel. Yeah, that's a hotel this time.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I mean, were the bugs bad for you guys? When did you guys?
There was, yeah, this was fall and there was mosquitoes everywhere.
Ooh. like what, October?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was October.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to like the coastal plains out there, I was thinking like either April or October might seem like a good mm-hmm. time to hit it up. Because I've always wanted to go out to the Carolinas as well. So, you know, I'm living vicariously through you with these awesome finds. And maybe you just guide me. Was it just those two?
Or is yeah, that was South Carolina. Yeah, that's Texas there. Yeah.
Texas. Well, we can just relate it to some habitats in South Carolina too, can't we? Uh-huh. And then you alluded to the fact that you also went, obviously, with this Western Toe. That was in Cali. So
yep.
You did say you went out to Cali to do a bit of herping. Was that like after, you know, the boys South Texas trip or?
Yeah, that was with Ryder too. I stayed with his family. It's so crazy how you can meet someone. Like, I had known him 5 years prior to that South Texas trip, but it's crazy how someone you meet on Discord, you can go to living in their family's house for a week. And that's exactly what I did in California.
Yeah, just with the preamp, you know, please don't be weird. Please don't kill me. that sort of thing. When you deal
please
with
don't, please don't put hidden cameras in our house or anything like that.
Don't bug me, dude. Don't bug me. I just want to find snakes. Oh, that's really cool, though. So dive into that a little bit with Cali. Was it SoCal you started your journey?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we were cruising most nights looking for what's the Lampropeltis to get out of there, the tricolored one? Oh, the mountain king snake. Yeah, we were cruising for those most nights. We didn't find any, but if you go over to that liar snake, that was my first snake out of Texas, and I think that was a very cool one.
Is that Texas or Cali for this guy?
Oh, this was my first snake outside of Texas.
Oh, dude, what a colubrid to start off with.
You know, oh my goodness, yeah.
Remorphodon, my God, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Your first extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial.
Hope I make that work.
First non-Texas snake, yeah. Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever keep one of these?
Extraterrestrial.
Oh, would I keep one of these? Oh, totally, yeah. And it's actually a really cool story with this guy, too. We had rolled up, like, we were planning to meet a friend out there, Nico, and then we had... saw people stopped on the side of the road and were like, sir, these are probably herpers. And then we stopped, and then sure enough, there was Rye Jess up. He had a speckled rattlesnake in a bucket that he was relocating. Mm. And then they had this liar snake in the other bucket. And then we asked them if we could photograph it. They were like, yeah, sure. And then now that's where the next photo over is.
Well, you know, I wanted to touch on, it's kind of similar to like West Texas or some other parts of Texas. There's definitely a big... herping community in SoCal.
Oh my goodness, yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, a buddy of me, Michael, and I, we were in SoCal for just a couple days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did a little bit of road cruising. Weather wasn't ideal. We still did it. And we still found herpers, you know, just bebopping around at night. So it doesn't stop. You know? And this is a fantastic photo, by the way, man.
Thank you.
Great detail.
I love their eyes so much.
Do they get the biggest of the liar snakes in the U.S.? I wonder. I forget. Or do
yeah, I'm not sure.
I think the snorers get pretty big too.
Hey, look at that guy.
Good deal. Also, pretty diverse. Did you guys experience a diverse array of habitats in SoCal, or what kind of was it? Just like, did you visit any like arid region like Anza or
I'm not sure where at, but we went to the mountains and then kind of some of the desert areas, and we found night snakes, night lizards, a whole lot of rattlesnakes.
You can't go wrong with a whole lot of rattlesnakes, dude. What about a Ruber?
Yep, that's the only rattlesnake species we saw.
Okay.
Kind of like me and Oreganis.
I think that was it of your Cali finds, am I right? Let me see.
Yeah, I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, some no worries, but I'll stop sharing. But,
yeah, but I got a question for you guys.
Shoot.
So like I asked just about everybody, like what states do you think have the most herpers? We just mentioned how you can go to California, find all sorts of herpers. I think like for me, I think it's probably like California, Florida, Texas. I think Texas and Florida are probably tied. What do you guys think?
See, mm-hmm. I would say it's either contention with Florida and Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it comes to Texas versus Florida, I feel like herping is a bit more ingrained in Florida's culture than it is in Texas's culture. So I would lean Florida over Texas. But yeah. I'm not too familiar with the Cali herping scene, so I can't say for certain how it stacks up compared to Florida.
It's tough because all three of those states have huge, you know, reptile shoals, and then obviously the scattered smaller local ones. But yeah, I'd probably lean on Florida being, you know, all-time high as having like the most herpers in the community, and then probably Cali in Texas.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, do you have a pretty decent friends base that are, you know, herpers as well?
At least in
Texas. I mean, Texas is huge. I keep alluding to that.
It's just so yeah,
it's almost half the size of Columbia.
Really?
Actually, it's a little lower. But
it's a bit bigger than Texas. I think it was like twice the size. And he was getting at me because I thought Columbia, because we went to Columbia in April, and I thought Columbia was like the size of a decent sized state like Colorado or something. But everybody was like, no, double check that, buddy. I was like, sure. And I did, and I was like, yeah. We definitely felt it when driving through Columbia,
especially through the mountains. Oof.
But I mean, the views, like the first day, the first proper day, we got the car and everything. Those are some fantastic views out by Bogota.
Yeah.
If only we had more time.
If only we made better choices on our locations.
Hey, the airline was at fault too. We could have had an extra day.
That is true. And I could have scheduled my flights a little bit better as well.
Hey, for a first trip, there's always going to be some things that transpire against us, but we did all right. It is what it is.
But I will find it funny how I, the one guy in the group who speaks the least amount of Spanish, was the one who was in Bogota by himself for 24 hours, basically.
Oh my god,
a little over. Yeah. and then I remember you texted to the group chat, I am stuck in parking lot.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Nate.
That's because I didn't realize how to pay the ticket for the exit. You know, you think, oh, you go out to that exit booth, whatever, you put your ticket in, and then you pay there. No, you have to go to a separate little kiosk somewhere else in the temporary parking lot, pay there, insert your ticket, pay there, take your ticket back out, then go out to the exit and put your ticket into the gate to get out. So
yeah, usually in Latin America, processes are like multi-layered. Like, it won't be just one and done. Won't be just one and done. You got to go through as a process. You said you've herped. You told us some of the states you've herped, and then we got a question for you later on. But you know, what are
bringing that up, but
not just yet. But what are some other states you wouldn't mind herping around?
I definitely want to like everybody else. I definitely want to go to Florida just to see some of the like iconic invasives, natives. There's a lot of cool mammals out there that I want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you gotten into the bird scene a bit, like birding?
I like predatory birds a lot. Like owls, I really like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of my gateway. I have a birder friend. He likes birds of all sorts, but it's definitely the birds of prey that have kind of intrigued me to like want to study up a bit more when it comes to birding. Mm-hmm. And don't you dare say it, Nate. At least birds of prey are pretty cool. They're strong. I mean,
they are.
quote unquote strong as much as a bird can, but still. And I, when we were out in Texas, we saw some pretty cool shorebirds, wading birds. We saw these a crowned night heron. That was
That's it. Yeah, saw quite a few of those actually.
We did. We didn't see any caracaras, but I hear that they're kind of seasonal. I guess they come in the winter or wintertime type of deal.
Do you know, in the summer?
In the summer too. I guess it depends where you're at in Texas. Do you know what we're talking about, Sam?
Oh, with the caracara? Yeah, I get one. There's one that I see like driving out of where I'm at right now, like a good amount of the time.
Yeah. What about Harris hawks have always been cool to me because they're always that one bird of prey that they show in documentaries to exhibit what, like slash gang group hunting behavior. I think that's so neat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what about roadrunners? Have you seen a few of those?
Oh, yeah. I literally saw one like 2 days ago.
Yeah, those are cool.
They are. I'd love to see one like catch a snake or a lizard. That'd be, I've seen very little like predation observations. That would be a really cool one to see.
Yeah. Speaking of predatory birds hunting snakes, Brian, did you see that video I sent you today?
No, dude, I was busy.
Okay. It was Crestacerieema. So close thing we had to terror birds. So
close to heart. Yeah. Yep. Just give or take a couple million years, they'll be there. maybe road runners too, you know, since they're pretty terrestrial or cursorial, you know, they're very leggy.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I'd rather see the return of the Sebekids, but that's just me.
But who doesn't like a land croc? I mean, I think we all like it. I mean, do you like crocs, Sam? Jason,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course. Who doesn't?
Obviously, he has good taste.
Well, you said you're based out of San Antonio. You guys got a decent, you know, zoo, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And I think it's just gotten a revamp. Like, I heard they have gorillas now. Like, the whole entrance is redone.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, the herp side of things over there?
That crayfish snake was, like, that was in, pretty much in the city as well. So, yeah.
No, I mean, like, the zoo-wise, like any of the notable herps that stuck out to you.
Yeah, they have I didn't know what you're talking about for a moment, but yeah, the amphibian house, like that's like they've bred like some of the world's first for like amphibians, for like endangered amphibians. They've bred some of the first in captivity. So like that's like their strong thing.
Yeah, and I know was it Dallas Zoo that they produce gharials? Am I getting this right, Nate? Or was this a...
You might be thinking of Dallas World Aquarium. I know they at least used to produce ocrocs quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I knew quite a few zoo institutions in Texas have had pretty decent luck when it comes to crocodilians. And then one that we all may know, but I've never been, is Gladys Porter Zoo in the RGV. That's another pretty reputable zoo in terms of having a decent herp collection. So... You know, whenever you make it back down to South Texas, because it'll probably be before us too. You know, that's I recommend that. No, they got a good herp collection.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And where is that at?
I think it's in Brownsville.
Oh, so wow. Like edge of Texas. South. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just so funny, man. The RGVs are so different from like the rest of Texas. It's like it really is its own, I guess, valley, its own world.
Yeah, definitely.
Put it lightly. Did you ever tell us what state you said you would like to go to? Florida. What else is kind of on the docket?
I know quite a few Kansas herpers. I'm trying to think where else. I think I base where I want to go with people I know. I think I'm trying to think of some places that surprisingly there's actually, I know quite a few herpers from New York I'd love to visit.
Get them up Chicago. In those I was going to say you're probably going the wrong end of Illinois there.
Well, thank you, Nate. This is our cutaway to invite you to the Midwest, whether it's Ohio or for me over here in Illinois. Please, man. Yeah.
I'd love to.
Southern Illinois, you know, Snake Road, but just the Shawnee in general.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking fantastic. So that's my invite to you for sure.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Come through. Let me see. Did you have something else, Nate?
Well, you know, the one question we normally ask that we've kind of fallen out of habit of asking.
Well, I mean, there was a decent gap and plus Crocfest, you know.
Yeah.
So not terribly so. But yeah, let's do it. Let's bring it back. Go for it.
All right. So we have this little tradition where we have guests tell us what's one herping destination they really want to go to. And this could be either anywhere in the United States, a specific habitat, or anywhere in the world. Your choice.
I see someone put Malaysia on there. I definitely, yeah, that kind of that region, Malaysia, Thailand, that's definitely probably number one. I need to go there before I'm 25.
Okay.
Well, me and Brian might be doing, well, they're not peninsular Malaysia. Me and Brian might be doing a little trip next year. Don't know for certain yet.
We don't know. We're scheming at something. We'll see. I still do have the South American bug, though, Nate. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But there are some pros and cons to what we're thinking of. So we'll see. So that's what you'll book it as, Malaysia?
Yeah, I think Malaysia, yeah. Because that's where my favorite viper is from, the Wyrits pit viper, Craspedocephalus wyrittii. In my opinion, just the coolest viper there is.
Not like the nondescript green temple viper. Yeah. You get.
There's a whole bunch of those too.
Dromaeosaurus galore, dude. But yeah, solid. I don't think I've ever heard of that viper, so now I will have to look that up. Not off tangent, my bad, Nate. Have you seen this other guy? He's like a herper slash legit herpetologist. He has a YouTube, Rupert.
Oh, yep. I talk with Rupert pretty frequently, actually.
Do you?
Oh, sweet.
I do, yeah.
I've asked him to come on the show. He's he says, yeah, but it's kind of hard to get an exact date nailed down. So
that guy has a busy schedule, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those scores.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he's living the dream. You know, once you start doing tours that are like kind of herp centric, that's just, it's a lot of hard work, but man, it's like guts and glory comes with that kind of job.
But now I have a question for Bryant. I think I went last, but now it's your turn to add to your list of places you want to go.
Dude, we're starting to run out of countries that I...
There are still places in the U.S. as well.
Reasonably want to go to, yeah.
And you could specify habitats, so.
Man, it's just... Do I go back to South America? Or do I... Yeah, let's go back. I think I've used... Between the two of us, we've used up quite a bit of South America. I think I'll just go stateside. I would like to herp kind of out by Sam, believe it or not, in that central Texas area, you know, whether it's like, you know, the Black Prairie lands or, I mean, just give central Texas. There's so many ecoregions, dude. Yeah. Well, dude, I wish you could have, I know I, did I text you about Crocfest? I think I told you about Crocfest.
Yeah, it's like 5 hours away.
Yeah, it was a little far. I was like, well, it doesn't hurt to ask. But it was awesome, dude. Again, I recommend as well. You know, Crocodile Encounters, great crocodilian facility. And then obviously being East Texas, it can be decent herping, but wasn't decent for us, but it can be.
Hey, you got a lifer out of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the day after, but. Still, I can't complain. It was awesome. But solid choice with Malaysia, man. Malaysia is kind of close to us just because, again, crocodilians, you know, the Sundagorial Tamistema, freaking awesome. Awesome critter.
Also got Saltes and Siamese crocs as well.
Yeah. A decent smattering of crocs. But... You know, I thought I had some more questions, but they'll probably come to me after the show. But this has been like a great teaser. We'll definitely have to have you back on, my guy. This was a great teaser of an episode and to, you know, put a face to the name and get you on the show. I guess if there's any other takeaway with like herping and that sort of that community, what's something I guess, what's a message I guess you would leave to other people when it comes to herping?
I think, trying to think. That's a good question. I'm trying to think here. Thank goodness for editing.
I mean, I did put you on the spot, man, but no.
Trying to think here.
Well, you mean you kind of alluded to it, that sociality aspect to it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Connecting non-herpers to this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I would think as a whole, a lot of us are relatively introverted, and then our kind of extroverted tendencies tend to peak out the most when it comes to herping. I've noticed that for me when I was younger, and now obviously I'm a bit more extroverted, but still, herping was definitely the stronghold to where I kind of culminated being a bit more social.
Definitely same here.
And, you know, you could probably relate to it too. Yeah. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, we're all just awkward guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Just nerds looking for snakes and frogs.
So nerdy, dude. My girlfriend pokes fun of me almost every day. You know. But with that, unless you had any other closing remarks, Nate?
No.
Okay, with that, Ramblers, this is episode 19 of Reptile Ramblings. We're almost at episode 20. So, I mean, you know, I'm glad you guys have been with us on this journey as we keep on hitting it up in the pod sphere. So, again, thanks so much, Samuel. This was freaking awesome of a show. We'll let you know when it drops and whatnot. But
awesome, okay.
For the most part, we'll sign out, Ramblers. We'll see you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, you can still stay back a little bit, Sam. We can just...